People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics. Streets are uneven
when you're down. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition. Thank you to our most recent guest, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, Marquette University Law School polling. And Fancy Brian, I wanted to acknowledge, I asked an open-ended question on yesterday's big show. I didn't think you could hunt deer in Dane County with a rifle, but apparently the law changed. Jeff shared that with me yesterday. I should have updated the audience then. Now you're looking at me like, what's Crudy talking about?
Well, no, I know I remember the conversation.
You know, it happened. I just wanted to update. I wanted to close the loop, put a bow on it. So, you know, get your AR-15s and go deer hunting, I guess.
Hooray.
Got a little backyard update for you. Fancy and the fair audience, you can always be a part. 844-967-2789. In the wake of a shooting at a Texas elementary school that left 19 fourth graders and two teachers dead, Wisconsin Democrats are calling for stricter gun laws, and a Republican candidate for governor is proposing to give school officials new funding to hire security guards and police officers. The proposals underscore the deep divisions between Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin on how to respond to the drumbeat of mass shootings that have scarred families nationwide, including here. Attorney General Josh Call on Wednesday called on Republicans who control the legislature to require background checks for all gun purchases and establish a red flag law that would allow judges to remove guns from those considered dangerous. Seems like a good idea, but you can't do that now because Second Amendment? Here is the statement from Josh Call. These are steps that have broad public support. What we lack is legislative will. Call, a Democrat, said at a news conference, we need to change the politicians. The Republican politicians in particular need to be more concerned about parents than they are about the NRA. They need to be more worried about keeping kids safe than they are about keeping their political future safe. Now, Republican candidate for governor Kevin Nicholson said Wednesday that schools in Wisconsin should add more security to protect children from shooters and promised to fund the plan if elected. Why are we quoting Kevin Nicholson? He's never going to be elected. I apologize to you, the fair audience, for wasting your time in such a fashion.
He does walk through crowds very quickly.
Well, here is what his spokeswoman, Courtney Mullen, said in a statement. Kevin believes the Second Amendment exists to allow citizens to safeguard their life and liberty. When and wherever possible, schools should be safeguarded by armed and professionally trained safety professional. This means hiring more police officers and security guards who can continually train to handle weapons in close quarters environment, with a focus on safeguarding the lives of children in the face of a suicidal enemy. Well, that's a suicide mission, right? I mean, I know, well, Kevin's a Marine vet, and maybe he saw a few firefights, but I can tell you, you cannot train for a close quarters firefight short of getting shot at.
Speaking of which, wasn't there a security guard on campus at this latest shooting?
I'm not clear. I know there was a security guard in the store in Buffalo. Republicans who control the state legislature are unlikely to ever take up legislation to expand background checks or add red flag policies, and have rejected repeated calls for Democrats to do so. Meanwhile, 3 out of 4 major GOP candidates for governor also have proposed to lift more restrictions and no longer require Wisconsin residents to be trained on how to use guns before being allowed to carry them in a concealed manner. Did you hear that? 75% of Republicans want no permit, no competence, concealed carry. Constitutional carry, I think Charles Franklin just called it, despite the fact that there is support from maybe 19% of Wisconsinites for this issue. So, you know, you look at the will of the voters, at least as they express it through their polling answers, And then you look at the agenda of the respective parties. Three quarters of Republicans want to make it easier for people to go out there and open carry on the streets. More guns. Because we need more guns. Because I hear a lot of people have guns. So I need a gun. It's sort of circular logic if you think about it. Meanwhile, three of four, I think I mentioned that. That'd also be a circle back, if you will. Let's, you know, save the circling back and circling whatever and move on in the article and perhaps the show as well. The proposals from Rebecca Clayfish, Nicholson, and Tim Ramjam to allow concealed carry of firearms without permits or training under fresh scrutiny following two mass shootings in 11 days. In a night of shootings in downtown Milwaukee earlier this month, left 21 people injured. Well, that's because you didn't have enough good guys with the guns shooting back. Should have had enough, more shooters.
They had enough to catch them all.
Jim Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, said the police union has long supported keeping training requirements for concealed carry of firearms.
Yes.
Let's keep that requirement. I mean, are we going to throw out driver's ed and behind the wheel next? You know, freedom.
I think they actually already did.
Well, proven competency through a driving thing, but, you know, my kid's still taking behind the wheel. I guarantee you that. Let's throw that out as well. Yeah, I'm sure you'll do fine. Who needs a practice or to prove competency? Such a minimal requirement only serves to advance public safety, and we fail to see how eliminating any safety training altogether serves the public interest, Palmer asked. Andrew Wagner, president of the Milwaukee Police Association, said the organization does not have a position on the idea. You should, and expects his members to have mixed opinions on whether standards and training should be preserved for concealed carry of firearms. Why is 80% of the people living in the state, and I bet it's a higher number if you polled the people in Milwaukee, 80% statewide, Dems and Republicans think this is a bad idea. And that's why three quarters of Republicans are all for it.
Okay, so you arm the teachers, you arm the people at the schools. Well, are you going to arm the people at the movie theaters and at the grocery stores and at the mall and at everywhere? Are we just going to have armed guards and stormtroopers everywhere?
New Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson asked some similar rhetorical questions. I would like to know why they think that would help in a situation like this. How does that help? I know that, you know, when you're speaking politically about statewide races, you got to make some appeals to the folks outside urban areas. But guess what? When those pieces of legislation go into effect, they have an outsized effect on places like this, on urban areas, on cities like Milwaukee. So how does that help? Good question, Chevy Johnson. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The happy hour. My buddy Dom and your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead.
You said it, man.